It could be possible that we have here this morning some treasure hunters. Could that be possible, given it's Dodge City Days? I suspect there's some of you here who have been reading those clues in the paper pretty diligently, and maybe out looking. And there's probably a lot more here who haven't been out looking, but have been kind of sitting back thinking, I kind of think I might know where that's at, but haven't gone out to do anything about it. And there's probably those who say, there's no chance of me finding the treasure, why bother? Or others say, well, I'm too busy, or, you know, my health isn't good enough anymore, I can't do that. Those of you who are from out of town, I ought to explain that every year for Dodge City Days, they hide a medallion. And they put clues in the paper where that medallion's hidden. And the one who finds it gets $500. Now, what would happen if we up the value of the medallion? Let's say the one who finds it gets $5,000. Or maybe 50,000, or 500,000, or maybe even 500 million. What would happen? There would be a lot of more folks out hunting, wouldn't there? And you'd almost want to bring a bodyguard with you if you thought you knew where that medallion was at. Jesus talks to us this morning about the kingdom of heaven being like a man's search for a buried treasure. What was he talking about? Well, first of all, let's talk about what is the kingdom of heaven. You know, the term doesn't really come into the Bible until the time of the kings. You know, when Israel begins to have kings like King Saul and King David and King Solomon, suddenly the people of Israel begin to realize that while they had an earthly king, their real king is God. And so they begin to imagine God in the terms of a king who has a kingdom. And so that concept of kingdom begins to be used in biblical terminology. But they also begin to realize that Israel isn't often very loyal to their king. And much of the time, they are living with something else or someone else as their king. But then they begin to develop that hope that someday there would be this great king who would come, and he would establish a kingdom that would last forever. And of course, you and I know that we as Christians believe that king is Christ Jesus our Savior. And that the kingdom is not any earthly or material kingdom, but it is much more a kingdom that exists within us when we have given ourselves over to live by the love of our God. When we accept His love into our lives and we strive to obey His commandments and live the way He has taught us, we are making Him our king. And we also have come to believe that that kingdom will reach its fullness at the end of time, when our Savior comes again to gather us all into the presence of His Father, when we will live at peace, when we will share the Father's glory for all eternity. And so Jesus is saying that the kingdom of heaven is like one who searches for a buried treasure. And He asks us the question, are we searching for the kingdom of heaven? And what is the price that we are willing to pay? Are we like the man who is willing to sell everything to buy that field and get that treasure? Are we willing to give everything we have in order to gain the kingdom of our God? Is it a pearl of such great value and such great beauty that there is nothing that we prefer to it? You know, it's true, we don't have much of an idea of what heaven will be like. But St. Paul, who had some visions, he says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it dawned on the mind of men what God has prepared for those who love Him. Paul couldn't put it into words, but he knew that our God has a treasure for us. And it is a treasure that is worth giving everything so that we can live forever in that heavenly kingdom. Are you and I willing to make that the treasure of our lives? You know, if that medallion is worth a half a million, for instance, we couldn't keep it too long. Not only would the government get a lot of it, but eventually we'd have to let go of it. We'd die. It's a treasure we can't hang on to. But the kingdom of heaven is a treasure that we can never lose. I read a quote one time that has always made so much sense to me. The quote said, "He or she is no fool who gives up what they cannot keep in order to gain what they cannot lose." That is the kingdom of heaven. What we give up is things that we can't keep anyway. What we gain is something that will last for all eternity. Are we willing to give everything in order to get it? There's another part of that story, too, that we need to look at, or the gospel. And that is how the kingdom of heaven, Jesus says, is like a net thrown into the sea, which gathers fish of every kind. And then, when they get it to shore, they go through and sort it out. Throw the good stuff into buckets, the bad stuff goes back. What is that saying to us? It's saying that, in a sense, Jesus has cast a great net. And we are part of that net. We are in the net. Yes, there's good, and there's some not so good in this church of ours. But Jesus is gathering us all together. And at the end of time, He will do the sorting. And it's not our business now to decide who's the good and who's the bad. Our business is to try to give everything to be part of that kingdom. You know, every once in a while you get somebody who's shocked. Well, you know, there's some real sinners in that church. As if that's somehow a surprise to them. Jesus told us from the beginning that would be the case. But Jesus keeps us in the church because He wants us to eventually choose the kingdom of His Father. He wants to give us eternal life. Again, the question, how important is eternal life to me? What am I willing to give up? What am I willing to sell to gain that great treasure?